This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Once again, I tell you, our world seems to be in something that we've never seen before. The first thing is that we want to consider nuclear weapons and nuclear nightmares. Stopping a nuclear nightmare, that's a headline that we're going to deal with. Also, what if there is no hell? Oh, I know Jack's going to have a lot to say about that. Did you notice this, stopping a nuclear nightmare? What is that all about? It has to do with terrorism. We are facing terrorism in the 21st century as never before, and if the terrorists get hold of nuclear weapons, we are really in trouble. A nuclear nightmare, Jack.
And I'm going to predict it will happen because Islam is working for that goal now. Khamenei, who is the head religious cleric of Iran, says we don't care if millions of us die with atomic weaponry. If we can put our flag up in every nation, we're going to see the fulfillment of Malachi 4:1. The day shall come that shall burn as an oven. And Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned and all grass was burned. But Rexella, the point is, a lot of people, and our subject tonight is hell, because of Rob Bell's disastrous, anti-Christian, anti-scriptural, anti-Christ message that there is no hell. We're going to prove it. But people say, well, this is hell, these tornadoes, these tsunamis. And in a way it is, but it's nothing compared to what this book says about the future.
I think a lot of priests, a lot of ministers, a lot of preachers do not really know the Word of God. So they don't really know doctrine. They're really off on that. Do you agree with that, Jack? They're off on doctrine?
100%, Rexella. And one man who really stood for the Word of God was Pope John Paul II, and he said there was a heretic in our Christian church in the 3rd century, and his name was Origen, and he became a universalist. He said there is no hell because everyone's going to heaven, and that's the message that Rob Bell is preaching, and I wish Pope John Paul were around to straighten him up right now. And I like what that Pope Benedict said, that there is a hell. And by the way, take out your Catholic catechism book and look at points 1033 to 1038, and you'll know that the Church of Rome believes what I'm preaching about hell. And everything I'm going to say later, you can find in the catechism. And would to God, in a lot of our Protestant churches, for it's many of our Protestant preachers who have ruined what's going on in Christianity. Give us the old-time religion. We've lost it.
Now, here is Rob Bell. And he, of course, has written a very famous book, and there's quite a result here. Even the cartoonist went after it. Take a look. In his new book, Love Wins, Pastor Rob Bell questions the existence of a traditional hell and eternal damnation. Well, the result of not knowing doctrine is apostasy, as I said, but it will also lead to this one world religion, not knowing doctrine. Is that right, Jack?
Let me quickly answer about apostasy. 2 Peter 2:1-2. There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately, secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord Jesus that bought them. Hear God again, 1 Timothy 4:1-2. The Holy Spirit speaks expressly, plainly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the Christian faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Who are these demons? The fallen angels of Revelation 12:7 that fell with Satan. And that's why we are battling evil spirits in high places. Ephesians 6:12. Now listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. We are to earnestly contend for the faith once and for all delivered to the saints, for their evil men, ungodly men, who are turning the truth of God into licentiousness. And I want to tell you, there are many Rod Bells out there, and we have a modern day Judas Iscariot and many of them who are selling Jesus out for less than 30 pieces of silver. Believe me, forgive us, Lord.
Rod Bell, he did write a book called Velvet Elvis. And in that book, he denies the virgin birth and also that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Now, there is the book, Velvet Elvis. Well, you know what? Charisma Magazine has something big to say about the virgin birth. Atheists scoff at the idea. Liberal theologians deny it. But the miraculous birth of Jesus is one of the surest proofs of his deity. You know, I don't know, but I have to ask Jack this question. Without the virgin birth, can Jesus be our Savior?
Absolutely not. She's the mother of God. Now, he proposed that if Larry and Mary got together and it wasn't a virgin birth, it really wouldn't affect him. Well, it would affect all the rest of us because this one who bore that son that day said his name shall be called Emmanuel, which be interpreted as God with us. If he were just the son of Larry, a sinner like the rest of us, he could never save us. And that's why God had to prepare a special body for Jesus and place it in the womb of that virgin through the Holy Spirit, Luke 1:35, because all humanity has sinned through Adam. And that's, of course, Romans 5, verses 12, 17, and 18. And so we all carry that tainted seed in our sperm, and it could not be without the virgin birth that any of us could ever enter heaven.
Right, Jack. He wrote that book a few years ago, but he denied not only the virgin birth in that book, but also that Jesus is the only way to heaven. So how about that?
I'm telling you something. Jesus said in John 8:24, you die in your sin if you believe that I am he, the way, the truth, and the life, of John 14:6. Galatians 3:22, we're all the children of God. That sounds like Rob Bell's Love Wins. That's not what it says. You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And if you deny it and preach any other gospel than the gospel of salvation in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And if you don't preach it, if you don't believe it, here's what it says, Galatians 1:8, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, let him be accursed. You know what accursed means, Rod Bell? It means damned, doomed, and a burn in hell. Love lost somewhere along that line.
For sure, Jack. Well, speaking about hell, on the cover of Time magazine, what if there's no hell? Well, they're talking about Rob Bell's book in the magazine, and it brings the question about sin, salvation, and judgment, or hell. Now, does God speak about hell in the Bible, the Old Testament, as well as the New, Jack?
It's Rob Bell versus God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Who are you going to believe? First of all, Judaism. The Old Testament mentions hell 31 times. For instance, in 2 Samuel 22:6, he says, the sorrows of hell compassed me. Psalm 116, verse 3, the pains of hell. And then in Psalm 9:17, he says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations who forget God. Over in Proverbs 5:5, and this talks about visiting prostitutes, it says, her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. And then in Proverbs 9:18, it says, her guests are in the depths of hell. And that's why Isaiah 5:14 says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Now in the New Testament, it mentions hell 23 times. First of all, Luke mentions it in Acts 2:27 and 31. And James in chapter 3, verse 4. St. Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. John, the beloved apostle of Jesus, the one that meant so much to him, mentions it four times in Revelation 1:18, Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, chapter 20, verses 13 and 14. And Jesus mentioned it 15 times. Are you listening? Look it up, please. Matthew 5:22, Matthew 5:29 and 5:30, Matthew 10:28, Matthew 11:28, 23, Matthew 16, verse 18, Matthew 18, verse 9, Matthew 23, verses 15 and 33, Mark chapter 9, verses 43, 45, and 47, and then again Luke chapter 10, verse 15, chapter 12, verse 5, and chapter 16, verse 19, where he said, "In hell the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame." And listen to me, 162 times he mentions hell without a label. Just 162 occurrences where it's going on, for a total of 216 times this book mentions that there is a hell. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Bell. Do me a favor. Do everyone a favor. Change the name in your church this week and take out Bible Church. Call it Mars Hill, period.
You know, we need to trust the Word of God. In fact, the Lord doesn't want anybody in hell. He didn't prepare hell for people. He prepared hell for the devil and for those who follow him. Oh, we follow Jesus. We believe that he died so you don't have to go there. Jack, show us how we can be saved. We can be ready for heaven instead of going to that place.
I'm going to tell you how love wins. Jude 22, some save with love, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And it's what Jesus did on the cross that makes love win. He died for you. He loves you. Now pray this, Lord Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the shedding of your blood to cleanse me, to save me, and to keep me from hell. Jesus, I trust in you today. Come into my heart and save me. In your holy name I pray it. Amen.
Amen. You know, heaven is real too. And if you have Jesus in your heart, you're ready for heaven. How wonderful. Write to me. There's my address. If you prayed that prayer, I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. And now I just want to close by saying, you know, friends of God, the example is worth more than 1,000 words. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, God cares for you. Bye-bye.